Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in on 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Leggins with you. I'm sure you all are on the same page with us on this topic, but before we get into the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight, Bob, how can people save money on gas?
Well, it's a big day. The Chiefs score 21 points, and that means you can save 21 cents per gallon at Hy-Vee. All you have to do is go into a Hy-Vee store today, spend $21 or more, and you will save 21 cents at the pump only at Hy-Vee. So get in there and save today at Hy-Vee.
Nice. So that fight was god awful.
What fight are we talking about?
The Paul Tyson fight.
They're calling it a fight, but
that was definitely not worth it, right?
Like, well, the good thing is we didn't have to pay for it, you know?
Well, we did pay for it with our time.
Well, with our time we did, but it wasn't like we had to shell out $45 or whatever pay-per-view, you know, fights are back in the day, rent a TV, gather around to see whatever grift that was out there. I mean, that was... Oh, boy, that was sad.
So I would like to know, 913-586-7965, like what your like situation was. Because I went out and hung out with my stepdad because just kick it, bro time. I was like, hey, do you want to watch this Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight? Well, that sounds entertaining. Sure does.
Yeah, really does. Yep.
And the most entertaining fight was the two ladies that fought before Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. But that was clearly something where we talk about in sports with like football, where you're like, I no longer need to see anything from the Jets quarterback. Mm-hmm. It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to see another Jake Paul fight.
I don't
until
either.
It's against somebody that actually moves the needle.
Conor McGregor, is that going to move the needle for you? Because that's the rumored next fight.
He would never do it. And if he did,
who? Jake Paul
Jake
or
would
Conor?
Never do it. Okay. And like, that's the thing is I understand, like, it's been fun. It's been interesting, but it's now officially stale. Mm-hmm. Like, you fought a 58-year-old Mike Tyson. And in the first round, I thought, okay, here we go. There's a chance that maybe Mike could, you know, throw a hit. And then it was clearly not there. Like, it was so fatigued. It was so scripted for money. And I get it. Like, you don't have to tell me, text line, come on, guys. I know what it was. And that's what I'm saying is, like, now, unless he fights somebody where I actually am like, I don't know, like, I'm not going to watch it. Like, I'll watch the clips on Twitter. I'll watch the clips on Instagram Reels. I will not watch. I know I say that, but like, that was it for me. Like, I've given him chances and be like, okay, that's decent. That's decent. But Canelo's not going to fight him. Cause I mean, unless Canelo's going to get a ton of money, which I don't know if he would, but like that fight was terrible and Netflix fumbled.
Yeah, they
like,
did.
They
big
weren't
time.
Prepared for that. What'd you say the viewership was?
They said 60 million for that.
So that's a lot.
That's a lot, man.
So that's
like
a lot.
Three times an NFL game. You know,
right.
Amazon
and
had like about 15 million for Thursday night football. Put that in perspective.
Yeah. So like not even a third.
Yeah. You know, an average NFL Sunday is about 20 million people. So
because their next big one is Chiefs Steelers.
Yeah, but won't be even half the amount of people that are watching Chiefs Steelers that watched this fight the other night. Mm-hmm. So I would think because of the amount of people that aren't going to be watching, I don't think they're going to have issues. But if they do the NFL, yeah, I mean, that fight is a bad look, obviously, for Netflix. But if it happens during the NFL, it's going to be even worse because then people will start to complain about the NFL doing like, oh, my God, you're only selling games to, you know, this thing to make money, which is true. But you got to sell it to these places to be able to stream this stuff.
Right.
Like, I don't know how many people watch the playoff game on Peacock. Let's say about 20 million. So about 2/3 more people watch this fight that have watched NFL games, except for the Super Bowl. And obviously that's not just a streaming only service, but the thing is the fight is interesting to me because I think this is where the generation got, you're talking all about Jake Paul. I don't know who the F that is. I watched it because of Mike Tyson. If Mike Tyson wasn't fighting Jake Paul, there is no chance I would have been near that fight. My youngest daughter went to a watch party, and she said, I'm going to watch Jake Paul fight.
Were they all drinking Prime?
I don't know what they were drinking. They may have been.
I've heard that's nasty.
I don't know.
It's gross, yeah.
Is that the Mahomes beverage that you've seen,
or is that the Kelsey coffee?
Oh, the Logan
Paul
stuff.
Jake's brother that he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Dion's not suing, quite honestly, because immediately I hear that word Prime and I think of Dion. So she said she's going to go watch the Jake Paul fight. And I said, do you know who he's fighting? And she said, Mike Tyson. And I said, okay. I said, do you know who Mike Tyson is? No response. An hour later, I text her again. Do you know who Mike Tyson is?
Dad, leave me alone.
No response. Then I question the thing, right? And then I passed out because I had a couple of cocktails. I was tired and I was whatever. And so wake up, watch this fight. I go, you woke me up for this, I said to my wife. I said, well, you're making me watch like this old man get beat up by some guy that's on YouTube. And so I go to bed. Wake up the next morning. I said, you never responded to my text. Do you know who Mike Tyson is? She goes, yeah, I watched some videos. I heard he bit an ear. Mm-hmm. Like so they were there for the Jake Paul side of things. I was there for the Mike Tyson side of things, which to me made it the perfect event because mm-hmm. it was something for everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody has Netflix, and that's why 60 million people watched this thing. It crossed over all the generations.
Yeah.
But it stunk.
Yeah, and the other thing that stinks is that you have to like deep dive into it because there were so many rules. Like there were where like you couldn't hit a certain way, you couldn't hit below, like all this sort of stuff that he had. And it's like, okay, like you've trolled us all long enough. Now it's up to you, the rest of people, to go follow this guy's boxing career. Because for me, I mean, if I'm going to say anything, like I'm just not going to watch him fight anymore because I'm done with the whole like, I'm going to limp in, like, I'm going to make these stipulations, like, you can't do this. And, you know, it's like, dude, if you want the respect now, because you've had enough of the minor leagues, in my opinion, like, after you play Madden on pro for so long, it's time to go to all pro. Mm-hmm. Like, winning every game 49-7 is not fun anymore.
Some people would like that.
I guess, yeah. But, I mean, like, when you are this guy, and look, if you're going to keep making money off it, that's fine. But eventually, everyone's going to be on the same old thing that I'm on, which is like, eh, like this isn't fun anymore. Like he's fighting these guys that, you know, the meme I think this weekend was like Jake Paul, and then it was like next opponent, Jimmy Carter in like the hospital bed.
Right, yeah.
Funny, but like kind of serious. Like you're fighting a 50-year-old Mike Tyson who had a heart failure and the first time they were getting ready for the fight.
Did you realize he had like 8 blood transfusions and saved his life during this thing? Like,
yeah. I didn't know that he went drawless. I mean, we saw his bare ass. He kissed that man on the cheek, turned around, and it was just Mike Tyson's ass.
Yeah.
And then the best meme of the weekend was they showed Mike Tyson nude.
That's what happens when you get in your 50s, I guess. You forget to put on your pants the right way.
Each butt cheek. No, I don't think he forgot. I think he just, that's how
that
he rolls.
That was it, yeah.
And on each butt cheek was a Jets emblem.
Oh, I know, see that great. One. That's really good.
That's
I like
very
that.
Good.
So,
but
I mean,
we all fall for it. But like, if Jake
but
Paul.
But it's because you said it. It's because it was Tyson.
It was. That,
and he
knew.
That was his soup. And to my opinion, that's Jake's soup. Like,
do you know how
he
much.
He can't get another opponent like that. And if he does, it better not be that same type of fight. And Netflix better not crash.
Did you realize the amount of money that the gate took in for that fight, too, over the weekend? $18 million they generated in ticket sales at that thing.
Yeah.
But like that fight really did have everything you could possibly want to let it be known it was a disaster. Number one, you had a 58-year-old in the ring who could barely move fighting against the YouTube star. You had buffering issues that took place.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The thing didn't start till 11:30. And then, of course, Jerry Jones's mic cuts out during the thing. Like, it was as perfect as you could get for an event. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong and went wrong. And Jerry Jones is sitting there going, we just took $25 million from these people who can't stream for two games on Christmas. And then his mic cuts out, right? Like, it was literally everything you could possibly want from a disaster all the way around. It was a total embarrassment from the production value to the streaming value to the fight value and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But if Jake Paul was fighting anybody else, no chance.
No.
I would have awakened myself to watch that fight. But Mike Tyson again, Tiger Woods, Mike Tyson, Michael Jordan, LeBron Correct. James, Patrick Mahomes, guys that you will always watch and believe have a chance to win no matter the circumstances. I thought Mike Tyson had a chance to win this thing. I was totally wrong. I don't know that Jake Paul won the fight, but I mean, I don't even know that I would call that a fight.
Well, they didn't even get the fight before that with the girls, right? The one that won lost, and the one that lost won. Is there a celebrity fight you'd like to see in the future? Because I have a few.
All right.
Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey.
Ooh, nice.
Because they go at it all the time.
Yes.
Now good. They're on the same team.
Yeah.
Jason Kelsey versus Emmanuel Acho.
Why do you want to see that one? I need more.
I don't like Emmanuel Acho.
I don't either.
They're both on NFL desks. They're both NFL players. They're both roughly the same age, at least. They're both in shape. And I think Jason Kelsey could absolutely destroy somebody. Plus, he'd be fun to watch box. And if he's going to box anybody, let it be Emmanuel Acho.
I'm good with that. I'm glad you said that. I don't like Emmanuel Acho either. No, I don't think he adds anything to the equation. No. Nothing. Brings nothing to the party.
He's bait.
And then my last one for fun would be Stephen A. versus Skip Bayless.
Now, see, people would pay for that, though. I would think the sports fan in America would play.
For sure.
And you may get more than the $60
million. Oh, yeah.
Netflix. Like,
put that in Dallas.
ESPN is looking to branch out. And if you don't know, they just got Inside the NBA on ESPN. We can get into that. The greatest sports television show is going to ESPN with a twist.
Oh, yeah.
But I think if ESPN Plus wants to generate subscriptions, mm-hmm. you started out, you say Stephen A versus Skip Bayless, and you know both of them would get into that ring.
Oh yeah.
Like it would be unbelievable. It would be the hype machine with ESPN. It would be fantastic. I 100% would be in on that.
913-586-7965. Who would you like to see fight? Somebody from the 913 said Muhammad Ali is Jake's next opponent.
Yeah, well, that's what
he probably still couldn't hit him with a punch.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.